goodbye to her good time and man. The wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam, and I've got to say that I think I've got to stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more. So bring me two pina coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas. Said goodbye to her good time and man. Bring, bring, bring me to pina colada.
Yeah,
I want one for each end. Let's all set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land.
No troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand. I
buried them. So bring me two pina coladas and say hello to her good time and man. Bring me two pina coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's all set sail with Captain Morgan, and we will never leave dry land.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The United States is formally accusing Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the British Foreign Secretary appearing side by side, both saying sanctions will be announced today. On stage together for the first time, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. They are preparing for today's presidential debate in Philadelphia. It'll be 90 minutes long, airing on ABC, no studio audience, and no help from aides on stage. Tropical storm Francine gaining strength and expected to become a hurricane later today. The real threat, the torrential rain, says ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z.
The rainfall could be 6 to 12 inches. That is a lot of rain really quickly as well. And that is going to slow down. We don't want to sleep on this. Northern Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas could get some rain going through the end of the week as well. Flash flooding there.
A strike on a tent camp housing Palestinians in Gaza, killing more than a dozen people overnight. Israel says it was targeting Hamas militants. This is ABC News. Southern California's line fire, now 5% contained, but still roaring through more than 25,000 acres. It's a little easier these days for drivers to fill up.
Gas prices have been dropping pretty dramatically for weeks. Analysts say it's a result of lower global oil prices, less demand to drive with summer over, and less demand from China due to its weakening economy. The Energy Department reports the average price of regular unleaded came down another 5 cents in the past week to $3.24 a gallon on average, now 59 cents a gallon less than at this time last year, except in California, where prices have gone up 4 cents in the past week because of some refinery problems. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Australia looking to get kids off social media. The country's prime minister today promising a measure that would set a minimum age for kids to join platforms like TikTok or Instagram. Anthony Albanese says they are looking at various forms of age verification, and the line would likely be somewhere between 14 and 16. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports in Wisconsin are getting a share of $34 million from Washington for upgrades. The airport at Appleton is getting $3 million to add on to its terminal building. The airport in Madison is getting $6 million to fix up its taxiways. After Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate tonight, the campaign resumes at full speed. Lisa Hale reports.
Tim Walz will be in Wausau on Friday and Superior on Saturday. Walz and Vice President Harris plan to hit every battleground state in just 4 days. While Walz stumps in Wisconsin and Michigan, Harris plans to be in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Debate coverage begins on many Civic Media stations and online tonight at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Friday, September 20th at 5 p.m., Copper Falls State Park is having their new pavilion dedication. The dedication will feature donor plaque and bricks displays, a new facility tour, a ribbon-cutting ceremony with dignitaries, and refreshments. Remember, though, a park admission sticker is required. Again, that is Friday, September 20th at 5 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park for their new pavilion dedication. The next day, Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's Copper Falls State Park Fall Festival, featuring such things as arts and crafts, food and entertainment, demonstrations, children's activities, a raffle, and much more. A park admission sticker is required, and remember, pets are prohibited at this location in the park. Again, that is Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park for their fall festival. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will, and I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. And for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Wisconsin and Minnesota are lucky to be the epicenter for one of North America's most important native grains, wild rice. Well, the 2024 wild rice harvest forecast looks pretty lousy. More details when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced last week that northern Wisconsin's wild rice crop production is generally below average this year across lakes, flowages, and rivers. A mild winter in 2023, coupled with heavy storms and high water in mid-June, set back wild rice production this year across most of the northern portion of the state. Wild rice harvesting is open to all Badger State residents and provides the opportunity to forage for a highly nutritious, natural food source that is unique to the upper Midwest. Wild rice matures typically from late August through mid-September across the state. A decline in wild rice production, however, has been a notable trend over recent decades. Scientists cite the effects of climate change as a widespread stress on the region's wild rice. The DNR says it takes these issues seriously, and it's cooperating with tribal nations and other partners to develop better strategies for restoring Wisconsin's wild rice beds. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov and search wild rice harvesting. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s, and then tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy, with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51. 98 Q Country.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning, senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around a block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Now don't want me on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around a block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is
my Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. It clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. Washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Johnson does a little dance, creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. A good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
There goes Luke Bryan, and Rain is a good thing. Not going to have much of that here over the next week or so, although a little bit of rain shower activity scattered through portions of the North Woods today, but not a whole lot. Temperatures should approach 80. Well, a couple times each month, we talk a little bit about your health, and we have Tracy Davis, who is a massage therapist at North Lakes Community Clinic, joining us to do just that. Tracy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
All right. Enjoying the beautiful fall temperatures, getting out and enjoying that?
Oh, yeah, as much as we can.
Yeah, exactly. We know the switch gets flipped really fast, right?
Yes, I see the leaves are already changing.
Yeah, I don't talk about the leaves, yeah, because we know what's coming. All right, today we're going to talk about something in your department that people may not know is available, and I'm not sure if I'm going to say it right, so I'm going to let you say it right. No spelling on this either, Tracy, okay?
Okay. It's called myofascial release.
Okay, all right, and what exactly is that?
Well, if fascia is a tough connective tissue that spreads through our entire body. It's a three-dimensional web that goes from the top of our head all the way down to our feet.
Okay, all right. So when we do the myofascial release, what's happening there? What are we doing?
We're trying to release holding and bracing patterns that are caused because of overuse or trauma, and not trauma like really sometimes bad, but like something like falling off a bike or spraining your ankle. Okay. Your body kind of hangs on to that moment. So sometimes we create holding or bracing patterns that can kind of cause like low back pain or neck pain. You know, like when someone's coming out of a cast, they always walk with a limp for a while because they're used to it. We're kind of trying to break up those habits.
Okay. So how is it different than just like traditional massage therapy? Is it more centralized on that spot, or how is it different from that?
It's different because we don't use creams or lotions. And it is a long, lighter touch that we hold for 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, your body sends out natural anti-inflammatories to break down the inflammation in that area.
Okay. All right. So, so like you said, generally someone, you know, there's a reason why you limp. So even you have a tendency to kind of not use that area normally. So this is kind of just working everything out of there, right? Is that a, yep. is that a good layman's way to put it?
Yep. Because you're holding or bracing it for a reason, whether it be pain or you're waiting for that next fall off your bicycle. Because your body remembers. Your mind can get over it, but the body still hangs on to a grudge sometimes.
Okay. So how does someone know if myofascial release is something that could benefit them? How would they know that?
Sometimes I've noticed that if sitting still hurts more than moving.
Okay.
Because movement's more like muscular. Fascia is like you're supposed to just be still or relax. But if it hurts just sitting, sometimes that is an indicator we would try this technique.
Okay.
When the fascia is tight, it's the equivalent of 2,000 pounds of pressure on per square inch on an area.
Okay, all right. And does this often come from an injury? You had kind of mentioned that earlier.
Sometimes it's just habits and, you know, slouching that, you know, looking at your text messages all the time or screen time, and you've created that holding or bracing pattern to round your shoulders forward. It could be car accidents, ATV accidents, or, you know, just past life experiences that, you know, you put you in that fight or flight mode.
Right, right, exactly. All right, so if someone's experiencing maybe that discomfort that you talked about, especially sitting, you know, I don't want to sit. I want to walk around because I can't sit for a while. That might be something that is telling you that this myofascial release could possibly help, right? All right, very good.
And we also can do, I'm certified in pediatrics as well, so not only we can help adults, but children, you know, rollerblading, ice skating, anything, you know.
Yeah, as we know, when we get a little older, all those things we did as a kid sometimes come back and get us a little bit, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Sounds like this would be something that would benefit that. Well, excuse me, Tracy. Well, if folks have any questions, they can always reach out to you at North Lakes, right?
Yes, correct.
Hey, what to know? How can they reach you down there, Tracy?
You can call our number at Park Falls at 715-762-2950 and just ask to schedule with Tracy.
All right. It doesn't have to be the myofascial release, just a basic massage, right?
Yep.
You can do that too?
Yep, anything. Yep, deep tissue, myofascial, regular massage.
Okay, very good. 762-2950, the number there. Good information today, Tracy. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
You're welcome.
You bet. Tracy Davis, massage therapist, North Lakes Community Clinic. Reach them at 715-762-2950.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Do some birthdays coming up next. If you got one, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll see who's celebrating in just a bit. Country classic time, Reba McEntire.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red. And he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see. And he didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for him. judge said guilty on a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to know. The judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw lying on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. You see, little sister don't miss when she aims.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The United States is formally accusing Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the British Foreign Secretary appearing side by side, both saying sanctions will be announced today. On stage together for the first time, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. They are preparing for today's presidential debate in Philadelphia. It'll be 90 minutes long, airing on ABC, no studio audience, and no help from aides on stage. Tropical storm Francine gaining strength and expected to become a hurricane later today. The real threat, the torrential rain, says ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z.
The rainfall could be 6 to 12 inches. That is a lot of rain really quickly as well. And that is going to slow down. We don't want to sleep on this. Northern Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas could get some rain going through the end of the week as well. Flash flooding there.
A strike on a tent camp housing Palestinians in Gaza, killing more than a dozen people overnight. Israel says it was targeting Hamas militants. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports in Wisconsin are getting a share of $34 million from Washington for upgrades. The airport at Appleton is getting $3 million to add on to its terminal building. The airport in Madison is getting $6 million to fix up its taxiways. After Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate tonight, the campaign resumes at full speed. Lisa Hale reports.
Tim Walz will be in Wausau on Friday and Superior on Saturday. Walz and Vice President Harris plan to hit every battleground state in just 4 days. While Walz stumps in Wisconsin and Michigan, Harris plans to be in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Debate coverage begins on many Civic Media stations and online tonight at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday, September 11th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Phillips Public Library, North Central Technical College will be hosting a community tech time with basic technology help sessions. It is free, and no registration is required. They can help you with setting up your new electronic device, or if you're interested in learning more about technology. Their instructor, Kathy, is going to teach you how to use your smartphone, tablet, or computer, including how to set up your device, basic maneuvering, and how to download apps. Bring your own device to this class for personalized technology support. If you have any questions, you can contact NTC's Phillips campus by calling 715-339-4555. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will, and I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Let's do some birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday wishes to Tim Polachek, who is celebrating today. Tim, happy birthday to you. Your sister wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, your sister Terry. So hope you have a good day there, Tim. If you're celebrating here on this 10th day of September, some other celebrities that are sharing your day include Michelle Williams, the Montana native who got her start on TV's Dawson Creek. She is 44 today. We've got Toby's in the building. Haley Witters is celebrating a 35th birthday today. Hunter, wait a minute. Hang on. Let's just take all those. Let's throw them over there because those are yesterday's. Never threw those away. That's my fault. So the 10th of September today. All right. Here's who you're celebrating with. Scratch all that. Ryan Phillippe, the actor from the Lincoln Lawyer, Flags of Our Fathers, Crash, is 50 today. See who else we got here. Ben Wallace, the retired NBA basketball star, is 50 today. Guy Ritchie, the English director from Aladdin, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., is 56. Randy Johnson, baseball player, 61 today. He can't be 61, is he? He played into his 40s, though, didn't he? Tommy Overstreet, the singer and songwriter. Nearly a dozen top 10 country hits he's responsible for during the 1970s. He passed away back in 2015. Tommy Overstreet, born on this day, 1937. Roger Maris, the New York Yankee outfielder. Didn't he give the speech, "I am the luckiest man alive"? He died early, of course. Wait a minute. No, we're thinking back. He died in 1985. He was born in 34. So I guess, that's early. That's early, right? So the New York Yankee outfielder was the longtime single-season home run king, was 61. That was Lou Gehrig that had the speech, right? "I'm the luckiest man alive." And Roger Maris may still be the luckiest man alive. But he, for a long time, I know growing up, when we talked about home runs, we always talked about Babe Ruth, you know, having the home run, all-time home run lead for many years. But Roger Maris was always a guy who had the most in one season. That record has since been shattered. So he was born in 34, and he only lived to be 51 years old, Roger Maris. He passed away in 1985. Karl Lagerfeld, the flamboyant German-born fashion designer, born on this day, 1933, passed in 2019. And golfing great Arnold Palmer, the golf legend, one of the sport's greatest, received a congressional gold medal in 2012. Arnold Palmer, born on this day, 1929. He passed in 2016. Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports, now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hunt is on at Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. Right now, get 40% off all Scentlock, Trail Crest, and Game Hide clothing. Plus, 40% off in-stock lacrosse, Danner, Red Wing, and dry shod boots and shoes. Save big on archery, fishing, boating, and camping accessories. Buy a new stump blind and receive a $300 gift card for store use, excluding guns and ammo. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin. Hurry, sale ends September 1st. Excludes Big Bill and Stormy Cromer.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s, and then tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
98Q Country.
Windows down, country sound, FM on. Just me and you and the man on the moon cruising down some old bag road. Now, baby, don't you look at me that way. Cause you know there's only so much I can't take. Cause you made me wanna pull your truck to the side of the road. Tell you everything I'm thinking. Hop on out and let the tailgate fall. Get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make me wanna. Mm-hmm. Well, you know better than to wear that dress. It ought to be against the law. You know it should. Plain and simple, girl, them dimples know just how to turn me on.
But now, baby, don't you look at me that way. 'Cause you know there's only so much I can take. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make me wanna. Stop, I'm gonna. You make me wanna pull this truck to the side of the road. Slide on over, let me hold your clothes until you hear everything I'm thinking. Hop on out, let the tailgate fall. Get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make me wanna. Country Sound FM on the radio.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
How long live cowgirls? Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. But we went crazy, cooped up all winter long. And school is out, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tanks and some white sand. I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool. Your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all's thing. 'Cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low, there it goes, here we go, here comes the moon. Yeah. They start getting all heated up and it starts getting. Paradise.
Rascal Flatts at 98Q Country. It's still technically summer, so I guess we can still say summer nights. And the temperatures definitely feel like summer. We're going to talk a little bit about your money. That usually grabs everybody's attention. We do this every week. We talk about your money with Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, good morning to you. Oh, hang on here, Matt. We got to get you on the air here somehow. Hang on, Matt. Hang on. All right. Hang on. We're going to get to Matt in just a second. Hold on because, oh, hang on. I have a wrong button pushed. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Yeah, I had a wrong button pushed. I tried to go to you and you couldn't hear me. So, hey, we're doing good. Enjoying the last couple of weeks of summer here. Trying to anyway.
Yeah. Summer got extended a little bit, which can't complain about that.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It has been a great summer. This is the first summer I remember since I've been up here where I didn't have areas of my grass yard go dry. We never really had a dry spell, did we?
No, absolutely. I would certainly agree with that, and I know all the lawnmower and I had to do certainly agrees with that as well.
Yeah, usually you're right. Usually you get late August and the grass stops growing, but I had to mow again yesterday. It just keeps going. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been a good summer for growing stuff. Good summer for mushrooms.
Yeah, absolutely. I was out at our farm last weekend, and I saw a couple mushrooms growing.
Yeah, I saw the one about the size of a basketball yesterday when my wife and I were out walking. It's huge.
Yeah.
So what do we have to talk about today, Matt, about people's money? What do we got today?
Yeah, so today, Joel, I want to talk about a topic that's really come to light recently, and that's your security after a massive breach. You know, it seems to be a big topic of conversation, and certainly more than just the last couple of weeks. It just seems to be we've been getting a lot of calls on it. So I wanted to discuss that and what you can do to protect yourself after, you know, a security breach where some of your information is, whether that's a, you know, it can be all sorts of companies. You've heard it on the news. Plenty, banks, financial institutions, things like that, right. And what you can do to protect yourself.
Okay. All right. Let's give them some tips.
Yeah. So the National Public Data, which is a consumer data broker, confirmed, it was a couple weeks ago, that a hacker had targeted the company in December 2023 with potential leaks of certain data in April 2024 and as recent as this summer. Other reports indicate that this leaked data has been found on the dark web and could include names, addresses, phone numbers, and social security numbers of millions of Americans. A data breach of this magnitude is especially worrisome and is the latest in a string of major data breaches just this year. If you're wondering what you can do to help protect yourself against the growing threat of identity theft, I want to talk about just a couple steps that you can take.
All right.
And the first is going to be place fraud alerts and credit freezes on your credit. And so one way to reduce your risk after a data breach is to place either a fraud alert or a credit freeze on your credit report. Both are free tools that can help you prevent fraud, but they work somewhat differently. First of all, a fraud alert is a notice placed on your credit report that warns potential creditors that your identity has been compromised. It allows them to check your credit, but requires them to take extra steps to verify your identity before issuing new credit in your name. You can place a fraud alert by contacting one of the three major credit bureaus, and the three major credit bureaus are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Once you report or request that fraud alert, that agency will notify the others. An initial alert will last for 1 year, but can be extended to 7 years if you have become an actual rather than a potential victim of fraud.
Okay.
So one step is certainly a fraud alert. The next step would be a credit freeze. Sometimes this is also called a security freeze, but this will also help protect you if you suspect your personal information was stolen. But with a credit freeze, it's going to be a little more stringent. Once you have a credit freeze in place, potential creditors won't be able to access your credit report or credit score. This helps prevent identity thieves from opening fraudulent accounts in your name. To request a credit freeze, you will need to contact each of the three major credit reporting agencies. Again, that's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And you have to contact each of them, not just one. They don't talk to each other in terms of credit freezes.
Okay.
But the credit freeze will stay in place until you decide to lift it, which you'll need to do at least temporarily before applying for credit.
Right.
So with a credit freeze, Joel, that's certainly going to be more stringent. And that credit freeze isn't lifted until you request it to be lifted. So you certainly have to think about that when applying for credit, that if you have a credit freeze, you're going to have to unfreeze your credit in order to obtain credit.
Yeah, it blocks out the scammers and stuff like that, but it also blocks everything, right? So you got to...
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And certainly we have a lot of clients that have certainly gone that route, and we certainly can help assist where we can to be able to get that either credit freeze or fraud alert set up, and figuring out which one's best for each situation.
Sure, okay.
A fraud alert or credit freeze can be set up online, by phone, or by email, following each of the credit bureau's instructions. This may be a good time to request a free credit report so that you can check recent activity as well to make sure that there was no fraudulent activity going on.
Okay.
Some other things that you can do to protect your personal and financial information. First of all, consider subscribing to a credit monitoring service if you need extended support. These services come at a cost, but may bundle together credit report monitoring, credit report locks, scans of the dark web, and help with recovering from identity theft and identity theft insurance.
Okay.
Also, periodically review your credit reports to spot suspicious activity. You can receive free weekly online reports from all three bureaus at the official site, which is annualcreditreport.com.
All right.
You can also sign up for alerts from your bank, financial, and credit card accounts that will notify you when a transaction has occurred or someone has signed into your account. Check your accounts frequently and review statements, of course. And I think that's good, whether you've been a part of a data breach or not. I know I've used the getting alerts every time a transaction has occurred on my accounts. And it's really nice to know when those transactions occur. And I've actually personally had some fraudulent alerts sent to me, and we're able to get that taken care of. So that is very nice with technology nowadays to be able to leverage that.
Okay. All right.
Of course, pick strong passwords that are different for each account and change them periodically. Having the same password for everything, although probably makes it easier, is not always a good idea. As far as security. Of course, like I said, it's a little bit more work, but keeping track of each password so that you can get into each account certainly helps strengthen your security. Also, enable multi-factor authentication when offered. For example, in addition to providing a password, you may be required to enter a code, which is sent to your phone via text or email, answer a security question, use a physical security key, or sign in using facial or fingerprint scan. That goes a long way. That multi-factor authentication can go a long way in stopping hackers from logging into your accounts. Of course, keep your device and security software up to date. And lastly, watch out for phishing attempts from scammers looking to obtain passwords or financial information. Be cautious if you receive a link or attachment in your email or via social media. Don't click on it until you can verify that it's legitimate. Let unsolicited phone calls go to voicemail and double check phone numbers, even if they appear familiar or seem to come from a company that you normally do business with.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there wanting to get at your information, so we just got to be aware of that, right, Matt?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, it's part of the world that we live in today, and taking the security measures certainly is a good step to helping protect your information and credit and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as always, Matt, if folks have any questions, they can reach out to you. You're a financial consultant, help people with retirement and education and stuff like that. But also, this is something that you deal with your clients also, is helping them through this financial part, right?
Absolutely. And that's, like I said, the reason I picked that for a topic today was this topic has come up a lot recently. And so I know when topics come up a lot, it's probably on a lot of people's mind. And so I wanted to go through that, but we're certainly happy to help and talk through that and what is best for each individual person as far as fraud alert or credit freeze, things of that nature, what you can do to protect yourself.
You bet. On the web at pioneer-financial.net, on Facebook also, and locations in Phillips, Medford, and Hawkins. If they want to reach out and talk to you personally, Matt, they can give you a call, right?
Yep, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right. Very good. Enjoy the beautiful weather. By the time we talk to you next Tuesday, who knows? Who knows, Matt? Might be shoveling.
Yeah, right.
Have a great week, Matt.
I hope not, but you may be right.
Thanks for joining us, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Joel.
Yeah, Matthew Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk about various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Let's talk about your next vehicle with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, because we have a big event coming. Pete, September 17th to the 23rd, you're bringing all the cars back to Wheelway, right?
We're bringing them all up. Our year-end